For NSPR News, I'm Sarah Bohannon. Four Democrats are currently running for the first congressional district seat that encompasses most of the North State's inland counties. This Tuesday evening, those who came to the Chico Library got to see a glimpse at the candidates. North State Public Radio's Mark Albert was there and said while the room was full of excitement, for Democrats who have been trying to unseat a decades-long run of Republicans who have held the position, the question is, can they?
So packed was the room that 40 minutes into the meeting, aspiring candidates had to prop open both doors to the outside with garbage cans to let in the cool night air. Coming less than a week after the National Women's March buoyed opponents of President Trump, enthusiasm was high at the Butte County Library, where the crowd gathered to parse four prospective Democrats looking for a seat in Congress. There was the attorney from Auburn.
They are stealing from us. They are taking our Medicare. They are taking our Medicaid, and we know that Social Security is on the chopping block.
The human rights advocate from Chico.
The seat has been red for a long time, and it is going to take a different kind of candidate to turn this red seat blue.
The environmental scientist from Quincy.
We have this independent streak here, and we have a lot of people who choose to live here because it is a lot of the way. But we have issues that really cross all those lines.
And the filmmaker and rancher from rural Siskiyou County.
Standing on that corner, I was thinking how odd it is that all these people can be in the same place. And then how do you represent those people? What position do you take that encompasses every one of these points of view?
The voices there of Jessica Holcomb, Audrey Denny, Marty Walters, and Larry Jordan. But despite recent voting system reforms and all the murmurings by political pundits of a rising blue wave across the nation, potentially sweeping Democrats into a House majority, experts believe that current North State incumbents, Republicans Doug LaMalfa and Tom McClintock, along with Democrats John Garamendi and Jared Huffman, can all, barring major scandal, cakewalk to re-election. Eric McGee is a research fellow at the Public Policy Institute of California.
There are a number of competitive seats around the state where people are thinking that there might be a real contest.
But none of them are in the North State. And that's after California voters blew up the political party primary. Now the spring primary election weeds out all but the two people garnering the most votes, regardless of party. Promoted as a way to favor more moderate candidates, McGee says there's evidence that it's starting to work in the state legislature. A Boulder reform, an anti-gerrymandering push put a nonpartisan commission in charge of drawing voting districts that stripped a power previously held by the legislature and historically used to punish whichever party was in the minority.
The redistricting reform did make the congressional districts in particular significantly more competitive than they were. They were really uncompetitive.
And although a main priority was keeping cities and counties in the same districts, it hasn't really moved the needle locally. Although the district's lines have changed, the bulk of what is now LaMalfa's district hasn't sent a Democrat to the House since 1973. Although registered Democrats suddenly slightly outnumber registered Republicans in Butte and Nevada counties, Republicans still have a 2-to-1 advantage among registered voters in Shasta County. Overall, the number of voters registered Republican still outnumbers Democrats in LaMalfa's district by more than 10%.
The question is really sort of, is the whole plan competitive? And the whole plan is competitive. It just so happens that most of the competitive seats are not up in the far northern area of the state.
The reason for that is simple.
California is a state where Republicans live in some places and Democrats live in others. And there's not a whole lot of overlap between the two. And so there's some areas of the state where it's just impossible to draw a competitive district.
The widely respected Washington, D.C.-based Cook Political Report rates LaMalfa, McClintock, Garamendi, and Huffman all as having a solid hold on their seats. The nearest close race, just like in the last three elections, the suburban Sacramento district, currently held by Ami Berra. Another forum featuring Democrats hoping to unseat LaMalfa is scheduled to be held in Chico this Saturday at the Chico Women's Club. The event gets underway at 1 p.m. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.